All right, so Snoop Dogg this morning making news, saying things that will make you mad. But okay. First, he was talking about Dr. Dre. Anything he touches turns to gold, which is true.
Usually you have like one group, they break up, and that's it.
Right.
It's never no long list of finding talent every time you come out. Eminem, the great white hope.
Yeah.
White rappers had zero respect in rap. Let's keep that one thou-wow. None. He has probably put Eminem in a position where he could be labeled as one of the top 10 rappers ever.
That's right.
I don't think so. But the game feels like he's top 10 lyricists and all that that comes with it. But that's just because he's with Dr. Dre, and Dr. Dre helped him find the best Eminem that he could find.
Mm-hmm. Why is he not in your top 10, Snoop Dogg?
Right. Why isn't he?
Like Rakim, like Big Daddy Kane, like KRS-One, like LL Cool J.
But in terms of rapping, in terms of like their level of the ability to actually drop a rhyme and do it with just a flow like nobody else. I mean, I love LL Cool. I'm an LL Cool J girl from way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's more of, to me, he's more of a, he's less of a rapper, more of like a, you know, round the way girl. Like their songs, he's a singer. He's more of a singer than a rapper. You cannot tell me Eminem is not one of the best rappers alive when you hear him rapping in Detroit versus everybody. This is bananas.
Jesus, I can see just why people quit calling me to do features and them cyphers on BET. Cause if I wasn't me, I probably would've wanna play with me neat. Seems to be reaching this fever pitch, 180 degrees in him. Short of play full of cedar chips, MCs have spit up more than they can chew, like a face full of Swedish fish on the rain over two. Hateful ingeniousness, inconvenient.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing, but
I mean, that flow is amazing, and he's telling a really good story, and that's just, you know, he just does that off the top of his head. He doesn't sit there and think forever what he's going to say. That's just natural. He's a rare talent. I think this is 100% personal, because if you remember, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg did a lot of music together. They were really tight. You know, Gin and Juice and so many other things, like they were, that was like his guy. And then Eminem comes along. I think this is all personal jealousy, because Dr. Dre is like the daddy and these are his children. And this is just pure sibling rivalry. Eminem did something brand new. He brought a whole level of, I mean, he really raised the game. It's not that LL Cool J wasn't good. It's not that KRS. I mean, these are people that came at a time when the rap game was still in its infancy, really, if you think about it. I mean, rap just really started, like, as we know it, in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time it came to the 80s and 90s, when those guys were rapping, it was still developing.
I'm the pinnacle. That means I reign supreme. And I'm notorious. I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
I mean, you know, this is almost cute. You know,
right.
It's where rap came from, so we understand that. And it's iconic in that way. And because of that, we can have an Eminem, but I wouldn't say it's better.
I mean, you got to put Run DMC on that list. That's got to be, they got to be higher than Eminem.
Of course. Well, they're definitely, Run DMC are iconic. Of course, they're way higher than Eminem.
Roll to the rock to the roll. DMC stands for devastated mic control. You can't touch me with a 10-foot pole.
You know what? Screw him, because he didn't even mention one female rapper.
Okay.
Where's the female rappers on his list?
I mean, Missy's got to be in the top 10.
Oh, she's definitely in the top 10.
So I'll give you Missy and I'll give you Salt and Pepper.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. Salt and Pep and Missy in the top 10.
Okay. Everybody else is guys.
Everybody else can be guys.
Okay. Good. Fine. We agree on something.
Missy
be putting it down.
I'm the hottest round. I told your mother. I mean, y'all can stop me now. Listen, this is, to she's me amazing. Now. I'm less than 20 rounds. And if you
want. Yeah, I think this was the last hit Snoop had. The pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's
hot. Drop it like it's hot. And he's awesome. Like, I mean, I love him. I think he's great. Like, but you know what? If you want to get real, I think Jay-Z is way better
than Snoop.
That's okay, comparable. I would say Jay-Z and Snoop. I mean, I'm a big Jay-Z fan. I love them both equally.
Okay.
When you're making a list like that, you can't just put rappers that you like. Mm-hmm. You got to put people that really made a big difference and made an impact. And also, remember, because of Eminem, white people started listening to this music in a very different way. Like, he brought in a bigger audience.
Mm-hmm. He brought in the teenager from Kansas that was never a rap fan.
Right, exactly. So. That didn't know much about rap, and he brought them in. And then suddenly, because of him, they started discovering Snoop Dogg and KRS-One. And then they started realizing that rap is a whole genre of itself. And now here we are in the world of hip-hop, where there's nobody that doesn't like hip-hop.